I do pray you're doing well today. If it's a hard day, I right now ask that our dear Lord would allow His presence to be known to you, that you would feel Him close, that you would know that in this circumstance you're not alone. He's right there with you. My friends, I want to remind you, as I've done so many times, that there are a lot of resources and opportunities that are found on the Healing Care website. If you want to watch some free videos, if you are interested in attending an event, go to the website. If you need care at the Healing Care Center, we have tremendous caregivers, highly trained and gifted counselors, pastoral counselors, who are able to meet with you face-to-face or meet with you online somehow, I don't know what the platform is, or come for an intensive, or one of our Come Away With Me retreats. But we exist to stand alongside those that are hurting in order that we can help them along the way. I also want to do something I have not done very often. Maybe I should do it more. But I want to suggest the possibility of reading one particular book that I wrote. It's called Some Kind of Crazy. It's a memoir that I wrote about my own journey and how God has met me along the path in both the peaks and the valleys. I know that you can find that through Amazon or other delivery systems, but I just want to bring it up because I have a lot of people that will ask me, tell me something about your story, and I'm always so glad to do that. And that particular book is one way in which I have laid out the details of my own brokenness and how God then moved me to betterness in Him. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, and we ask that you would stir our hearts today, that you would move us more closely into your presence. To be truthful, Lord, it has to do with us moving, being more awake, being more aware, being more attentive to what you are about and what you're doing. Lord, I want to share some thoughts today, and if any of those thoughts are of you, I pray that you'd take them deep into our hearts. And if they're not, oh, Lord, just let them blow away like dust in the wind. I thank you, Lord, for these friends that take the time to listen. And I pray that you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there are a number of scriptures in both the Old and New Testament that talk about being watchful. The Old Testament even pictures the idea that God puts us sometimes like a watchman on the wall to see the enemy coming, and that we have a responsibility to be alert and to be attentive and not fall asleep, that the enemy would not overtake us and God's people. In the New Testament, often the idea of being watchful is linked to the coming of the Lord. In Matthew 24, it says, "Watch, because he will come. Will you be ready?" It's similar like that in 1 Peter, where it says that we should be exercising watchfulness because the Lord is going to return. We don't know, it says in Matthew 25, exactly when he comes, and he tells a parable of 10 virgins and how there were those that were not prepared and those that were, encouraging us to be like those that are prepared. And then, of course, there is that cry of Jesus at Gethsemane where he takes three of his disciples with him into a very private moment, and he asks them to watch, be watchful, and to pray. And so the question is, I guess a couple questions, is what does it mean to be watchful? Are there different ways in which to be watching? And exactly what are we watching for, and what are we to do with that? Well, let's make a little distinction between ways of watching. Do you know that when I sit down in an evening, and often Sherry is with me, and we decide to watch some program, I happen to love the series called All Creatures Great and Small, and we can't wait every year until the 6 or 7 episodes come out, and then we've got to wait. But we sit down and we watch this show, and it's rather gentle and very, very interesting. And do you know that when I watch like that, I'm actually putting my mind in what's called alpha mode. Alpha mode is a relaxed kind of watching. You're not discriminating a whole lot, and it's not calling for you to some kind of action. It's simply feeling comfortable and enjoying yourself. That's part of the way, only there might be a little bit more energy with it when I would watch my children play athletics in high school and college. I admit that I sometimes wasn't as relaxed, but I've, in some ways, put my mind in alpha mode to simply watch. I'm not participating. I'm observing. But you know, it also says that our mind can be in beta mode. And beta mode means you're alert. There are key words that would be around beta. It would be when your mind is in beta mode, you're awake, you're attentive, you're aware of what's going on. In some ways, you've opened up all the portals of information gathering so that nothing slips by you, because there is a recognition that there's money on the game here. You don't want to miss what's taking place. When Jesus talks about the fact that if we were awake, we would have seen the thief come in and rob us blind. And so that's what delta mode is like. It's, wow, I want to be watched. I don't want anything slipping by me. I want to see it. I want to be able to respond to it. Delta mode is when we're actually asleep. Obviously, we're not seeing anything. And then there's something called theta mode, and that is when, well, we're kind of half awake and half asleep. And so you may catch a couple things, but you're going to miss just as many. And I believe with all my heart that when Scripture is talking about being watchful, it's encouraging us to be alert and awake and aware, because there are outcomes that could take place that would affect my life or the lives of others. And therefore, it becomes very important that I be awake. Okay, I'll admit it. There have been times when I allowed my mind to wander when, in fact, I should have been more focused. And it might be 2 or 3 or 6 days later or a month later when suddenly I go back and recognize, oh my gosh, I really didn't pay attention to what was said or really think about what I saw. Well, when the Lord is asking us to watch and He's calling us to pray, He's encouraging us to open all the portals of information gathering in our lives, in our mind, and even asking the Holy Spirit to help so that we don't miss something. We don't want to be guilty as those that were admonished in the book of Isaiah, that they had eyes but could not see and ears that could not hear. I want to be awake, awake to the movement of the Lord, to see what He's doing. And that's actually the next issue. Well, if I'm going to be awake, what is it that I'm wanting to be awake to? What am I watching for? Well, I'm going to suggest a couple things. One, I think we should be watchful for the love notes of God that come to us through the day. in the words, the encouragements, the circumstances, the situations that come. And all of a sudden, we realize God's in here. It wasn't just a happenstance. But in fact, there was something about this that was motivated by the Lord. And he didn't want us to miss it. So we want to be awake to the communication of the Lord and the movement of the Lord and the movement of the kingdom. Lord, help me be watchful. I think we also need to be watchful for the evil one. Now, I don't believe that we have to be worried about seeing a demon behind every bush, but I think we should know how to recognize when the evil one is seeking to lead us astray. One of the things that I'm very, very concerned with is that in our culture today, particularly here in the United States, that we're not completely watchful, aware, open to what we're hearing from some of our leaders who are claiming Christian verifiability to some of their positions. When in fact, if we were awake and alert, we would be aware that this doesn't line up with Jesus, not one single solitary bit. And so we're watchful for the movement of the Lord. We're also watchful for the movement of the evil one. I think we're also needing to be watchful for the opportunities that God gives us to serve those that are hurting and those that are broken, that are often right in front of us. I remember once riding in the car with a friend of mine. His name is Doug Little. This is years ago, 20 years ago. I don't even know where we were going, but all of a sudden an ambulance passed our way, and we were fully engaged in a conversation, and he stopped that conversation and began to pray for whoever was in that ambulance or where that ambulance was going, and he prayed for the EMTs. And I was struck by that. And it actually, in fact, affected that same practice on my own part. Or if we see something in the news, do we pray for these individuals, whether they are the victim or the victimizer? But I believe this is all part of what the Lord is calling us to when he tells us to watch. It's not putting your mind in beta mode and screening out a lot simply so that you can relax. It's putting your mind in beta mode so that, in fact, you can notice what's taking place and then be prepared to respond. And so I want to encourage you, and you encourage me in this, that when Jesus calls us to watch and pray, he's doing that because he knows, well, not seeing, not hearing, not being aware could pay very negative dividends. And so may the Lord help us to fully open ourselves. And could we pray this day and say, Lord, open my eyes, open my ears, open all the portals of information gathering. I want to be a watchful follower. I want to see you moving. I want to be aware of the strategies of the evil one. And I want to be aware when opportunity to care for those that are hurting is right in front of me, and that I step into that gap in your name. Would you think about that? Why don't you join with me in a prayer, Lord? Make us watchmen.